This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week, we've been reporting on March's record hot, dry weather. And now we've learned the state's snowpack declined by as much as 30% last month. And perhaps a more alarming figure is the fact that 98% of the state is currently in some level of drought. Viva DeHaza and Taryn Hutchins-Kabibi are with the Colorado Water Conservation Board, which represents each of the state's major water basins and provides policy direction. Viva, let me start with you. Assuming conditions continue to be hot and dry, is there some kind of contingency plan for the state?
The state has a state drought plan. It's already been activated. It was actually activated for the southeast and south central part of the state back in May of 2011 when the drought started kind of its onset drought conditions, and they primarily were impacting the agricultural sector in those two areas. So the state's drought plan has already been activated. It's in a phase two activation.
Okay, so what can you tell me about the phases and kind of what determines what phase of drought we're in?
The phases are really dictated by a series of hydrologic indicators and other indicators as well to help inform the decision as to whether or not we're in phase one or phase two. The worst activation, you would be in a phase three. And yes, if the conditions were to back off, if the dry conditions were to start to be alleviated to some extent, then we would move back into a phase one and then hopefully back into what we call normal conditions. The difference between phase one and phase two, a lot of it has to do with the communications that's happening, the regularity of meetings with stakeholders so that Taryn and I can get information about impacts that are happening on the ground. Each phase has increasing monitoring that's going on, increasing assessment of impacts, and quantifying those impacts with each phase.
Okay, Taryn, I know you work with long-term forecasts. What are those forecasts saying about the next few weeks and months?
We look at both short and long-term forecasts, and the climatologists we work with on our long-term forecast said that if you look at the driest March on record, or the driest Marches on record, and then you look at the April that follows, that April tends to be either really wet or really dry, but it doesn't typically tend to be normal. That is one of the things that lends itself to the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty about what to expect in the coming weeks. And so we're not at a place where we need to freak out. We're just really monitoring the situation very closely and trying to get help to those folks who need it most, but knowing full well that the month of April could really dictate the path going forward.
Taryn Hutchins-Kabibi and Viva DeHaza are with the Colorado Water Conservation Board.